Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. And welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast. I'm your host, Mark Fitzgerald, and it's fantastic to have you joining me here today. So today I wanted to cover a topic about tenants. I hear a lot of time people worry doing property deals, particularly rent to rent, obviously where you're guaranteeing the rent to the landlord. What happens if I can't find tenants? What happens if my rooms are empty? So today I want to cover some of those questions, some of those problems and worries that you might have, and see if we can put those to rest, or see if we can give you a few helpful things to do to make sure that you don't have problems when you get hold of the properties that you're going to be renting out. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, then welcome. And if you are a repeat listener, then welcome back. Thank you for your ongoing support. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would be superb. If you don't want to leave a 5-star review, then please do not leave a review at all, if I could ask you to do so. A little joke on my part there. Also, if you would like any of the free tools and resources that I offer to help you on your property journey, then please check the show notes wherever you're listening to this. And if they're not in the show notes, because maybe it doesn't have show notes, then if you find me on social media and click the link in my bio, it'll open up a box where you can pick whichever free resource suits your needs. These change all the time, so it's worth checking. Also, if you're a member of my newsletter, you will get the free resources sent to you automatically when they are released. So please feel free to subscribe to that as well. I don't spam anybody. I just let you know what's new on YouTube, what's new on the podcast, and what's new in my world in property. It's just a little update to keep you all in the loop and to make sure that you're all smashing it in whatever it is you're choosing to do. Somebody asked me the other day, why do I do this? Well, I put these free resources and everything out there because when I was starting out in property, I used to download free tools and resources from other property investors that were kind enough to do the same. And I believe in life, what goes around comes around. So if I can help anybody with my free tools and resources, then all they have to do in return is just let me know that it helped them. It helped them get a deal. That's a win for them. That's a win for me. That's good karma. So let's move on with today's episode. And again, like I say, we're going to talk about tenants. The first thing that I get asked all the time is, how do you work out tenant demand? Well, there's a few ways you can do this. Obviously, you can check spare room, get yourself on there, see how many room adverts there are to how many people are looking for rooms. But that is very, very, very flaky. Now, with my experience that I've been involved in property long enough to know that most of the tenants that actually come and rent my rooms, rent out my properties, they don't actually have adverts on spare room. So it doesn't really tell you a great deal. What can be good if you're not sure and you're just starting in a new area is obviously talking to agents. Talk to estate agents as well as letting agents and see what they have to say. Talk to them as if you are going to buy a property. Now, maybe you are going to buy a property in an area, but ask them about tenant demand. Ask them if they were to look after the property, would they find it easy or difficult? And what sort of tenant types suit what areas? Also, check out a website called Street Checker, which is very good for looking at crime rates in local areas. And also other tools and resources on that website are very, very handy. Also, get yourself out there, network with fellow landlords, go to property events, talk to the landlord, see what they have to say about the local area. If your local property event has a local letting agency that speak there, speak to them about it because they'll give you a real genuine, honest answer to whatever it is you need. I'm not saying they're all perfect, but it'll still give you a good idea. Walk the streets, get yourself in your target areas, walk around, see what it looks like. Are there good links to local city centres, to town centres? Are there shops? Are there bus routes? Are there train routes? Is there going to be parking on street, off street, anything like that if people do come and you do get hold of a property in those areas? But above all else, just review on like the likes of Spare Room, Open Rent, Zoopla, what the rooms are like in those areas, and also see if that's the same sort of tenant type that you want to deal with. One thing that I do really see that people maybe overlook on all of this is saying, I want to work with a specific tenant type, and then they end up getting a property in the area that really that tenant type doesn't suit. That is where I see people getting into problems. That is where I see people not renting the rooms out, because they're looking for the wrong tenants for the area. So if you know your areas and you know what tenant types suit those areas, then you can really start to target and structure the areas that you want to invest in. You need to know that there's a good high tenant demand for that sort of room or whatever spec you're putting together. But if you know your areas, you will know who you're going to put in your rooms and how you're going to fill them. So you can have a lot of faith in that. People say to me, obviously, when they're getting into rent to rent, what happens, you know, if a landlord or a letting agency couldn't fill these rooms, how am I supposed to be able to do it? And the simple and easy answer to that is, know your areas. So it's basically what I've just said. Letting agents will be given a property by a landlord. Did that landlord know the areas when they started to put an HMO together, when they started to do their property investing? Or did they just find a good deal? Were they handed a good deal by somebody? Did they just come across a property and it was such a good deal, they had to buy it, they converted it into an HMO, and now they want to fill it with working tenants, where it's a student area? Students would only be the real tenant type that you have in that area, but they've got it wrong. They've got it wrong. They've gone and bought the property just because it was a deal, given it to the letting agency. They've said, we want this tenant type to be in there because we want maximum rents. The letting agent will do pretty much what they're told, but they may say, well, that's not the tenant type for that area. We'll make it happen. You've got all sorts of people that just don't listen. I'm not saying this happens every time, but this can happen. That is just one of the scenarios why rooms will not fill. The other one is the rooms and the tenants are not looked after by whoever's looking after them. If you find a tenant's got problems and nobody's getting back to them to support them or help them with the problems that they have, they're going to be looking to move. And then if their house is a bit run down, you're going to start attracting the sort of tenants that like to live in houses that are run down, which 9 times out of 10 means that your houses are going to become a bit more run down because those sort of tenants aren't going to care about anything. Why? Because it looks like the properties aren't cared for. So you can get into a real spiral effect and a real problem quite quickly and quite easily this way. And that can really lead to rooms not renting out and for properties not being rented out. It can also lead that a lot of people get to know these bad letting agencies or maybe even bad landlords. You know, I'm not just bashing letting agencies. There's a lot of great ones out there. But it could be anything that starts to get a bad name for itself, that starts to get bad reviews. People don't want to live in those properties and they're looking for anything that they can find rather than looking to work with those agents or landlords. If you come along and you spruce it up a bit, you make it look nice, you put some nice dressing in there, you make it feel like a home somebody can live in. You know your area, you know the right tenants to put into the properties, you won't have too many problems filling those properties. Now, if for any reason somebody said to you it's tricky in this area, or if you walked into an area and it just looked residential, so it was just for families, it was close to a school, it was the sort of properties that really just looks like a family area. It just looks like, you know, the white picket fences, so to speak, you know, the cul-de-sacs, that is just family appeal. You know, it's people with 2 to 3, you know, 4 kids or something like that. That's a lot of kids. But you know what I mean. You walk into the area and it just doesn't feel like an HMO would work. Now, if somebody's done it and built one in that area and they're struggling to let the rooms, that could be why, because it's just not the sort of area that people look to live in HMOs. But if you can get it close to shops, close to bus routes, close to train links, then you're onto a sure winner. Those things can all be checked out online, so you can sort of have that peace of mind beforehand. If you know your areas, you know your tenant types for each of the areas, you know what's roughly in the area, and you can walk around there and safely say, I'm comfortable that with a decent room, a decent product, and a proper way of managing it all, I can fill these rooms, and you will fill them. When I first did my first deal, I was worried. It's only natural that you feel that worry. I had 3 tenants in a 5-bed property and I had 2 rooms to fill. And I kept doing viewings and I kept getting people saying I wanted the rooms. Yet then later on, they were cancelled that they wanted it. And I was perplexed. I didn't really know what was going on until I sat down and thought about my tenant type. And I was getting a lot of English people come in, and it had just happened that there were a lot of Romanians living in the property. Well, three Romanian ladies living in the property. Do you know what? I knew the tenant type then. So as soon as I actually marketed to Romanian ladies to come and join these other ones, it worked. It filled within a week, and that house pretty much looked after itself, if I'm quite honest with you. It really, really worked well. But I didn't take the time initially to pick the tenants or put the right tenants in that property that would suit. So look at who's already in the property. So if you're taking on a property and it's already got tenants in, what type of tenant are they? Who are they and what do they do? Do they work? Are they on universal credit? Are they students? Are they professionals? Are they factory workers? You know, just have a good look at that. And it'll dictate to you really who you want to be going out there and you want to be marketing your rooms to and you want to be bringing in. So when you're on Spare Room or any of the other platforms and people inquire about the properties, about your rooms, then you can say, what do you do for a living? Well, I don't work at the moment. Well, that won't fit with my property because it's all workers. Some of them sleep in the day and we can't have people in the house, you know, living there 24/7. Now, if somebody loses their job, that's a different matter. But at the end of the day, it's about knowing what you're going to be working with. So know your areas, which is massive. Know the tenant types that suit the areas, yeah? And then worry about filling the rooms when you actually get the property. So by that, I mean, if you're viewing a property, a landlord's got two or three tenants already in there, find out about those tenants. What do they do? You know, what do they do for a living? How do they live? And what sort of tenant type are they? Then you can say to yourself, right, I know for a fact that that is for young professionals, that area. It works really well. It's town centre, yet they're putting students in there and it's miles away from the university. It's not going to work. So even if you don't take that property on, you could recommend to the landlord that they need to change the tenant type. Obviously, you can come in and do that once the agreement's up with the students that were in there. If it was students, there's loads of different ways you can work around this. There's loads of different ways that you can make sure you support people and help people. But I wouldn't worry too much about filling your rooms if you know your areas, your tenant types, and also you can work in a situation where you can see what is in front of you, i.e. what tenant types in front of you and what you need to do to make sure that you're advertising and marketing to that tenant type. And if it is a tenant type that you do not want to deal with, then don't do the deal. There's plenty of deals out there. We don't have to rush around trying to find the ultimate deal and thinking, well, I can't let this one slip through my fingers. A, because either it's a good price, or B, maybe it's just the fact that you've been looking for deals for ages and you just want to get that one deal. I always say a deal isn't a deal unless it's a deal. The numbers need to stack. The tenant needs to be the right tenants that you want to work with and demand needs to be there. So if you look at these areas and you make sure that your properties look like the pictures when you're advertising, you'll be onto a sure winner. You can lay to rest this thought and this mentality of I'll never be able to fill my rooms. If a letting agent and a landlord can't do it, I can't do it. Yes, you can do it. By following these guidelines in here and really being the property professional in your area, you will have success. Okay, I hope this episode's helped you today. Like I say, help yourself to the free resources. If you've got a bit of a golden nugget or you've learned something today or you picked something up that you've really got some value from, then please do feel free to share this podcast on your social media networks. As again, massively appreciated if you do. It just helps my reach. And if it goes out there and helps one of your friends or family or anybody, then it's done its job as well. So I really like this topic. It's a topic that I work through with my rent-to-rent business builder students as well to make sure that they set themselves up for success, giving them all the guides, the scripts, and the templates to make sure that they know how to talk to tenants, how to get the best out of viewings, and how to make sure that their HMOs are full day in and day out. Yes, we will have voids. We will have tenants coming and going, but it's how we react to this and it's how we get out there and we are proactive in our approach that makes sure that we make the money that we need to be making. Everybody, please take care of yourselves. Focus on your vision. Focus on your dreams. Make it happen. Only you can make it happen. So get out there and make it happen. And I shall be back with you all next week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and share the podcast with others. And if you could take a minute to leave the show a review, that would really mean a lot to me as well. Lastly, why not head over to the Property Unleashed Facebook group? And if you do, I'll see you there. Take care and make sure you keep focusing on your vision. Bye for now.